This sort of thing happened in other places. He sustained a few mild kicks, he was crushed between cows, he met with many of the discomforts which are part of our life, and he reacted in the same histrionic way. And how it paid off! To a man, the farmers exhibited the deepest concern when he went into his act, and there was something more. It actually improved his image. I was pleased about that, because impressing Yorkshire farmers isn't the easiest task, and if Tristan's method worked, it was all right with me. But I smiled to myself as I sat outside the farm. I couldn't see Mr. Dowson being affected by any sign of suffering. I had had my knocks there in the past, and he obviously hadn't cared a damn. On an impulse, I drove down the lane and walked into the byre. Tristan, stripped off and soaped, was just inserting an arm into a large red cow, while the farmer, pipe in hand, was holding the tail. My colleague greeted me with a pleasant smile, but Mr. Dowson just nodded curtly. "What have you got, Tris?" I asked. "Both legs back," he replied, "and they're a long way in. Look at the length of her pelvis." I knew what he meant. It wasn't a difficult presentation, but it could be uncomfortable in these long cows. I leant back against the wall. I might as well see how he fared. He braced himself and reached as far forward as he could, and just then the cow's flanks bulged as she strained hard against him. This is never very nice. The powerful contractions of the uterus squeeze the arms relentlessly between calf and pelvis, and you have to grit your teeth till it passes off. Tristan, however, went a little further. "Ooh, ah, ouch!" he cried. Then, as the animal still kept up the pressure, he went into a gasping groan. When she finally relaxed, he stood there quite motionless for a few seconds, his head hanging down as though the experience had drained him of all his strength. The farmer drew on his pipe and regarded him impassively. Throughout the years I have known Mr. Dowson, I had never seen any particular emotion portrayed in those hard eyes and craggy features. In fact, it had always seemed to me that I could have dropped down dead in front of him, and he wouldn't even blink. My colleague continued his struggle, and the cow, entering into the spirit of the game, fought back with a will. Some animals will stand quietly and submit to all kinds of internal interference, but this was a strainer. Every movement of the arm within her was answered by a violent, expulsive effort. I had been through it 100 times, and I could almost feel the grinding pressure on the wrist, the helpless numbing of the fingers. Tristan showed what he thought about it all by a series of heart-rending sounds. His repertoire was truly astounding, and he ranged from long, harrowing moans, through shrill squeals, to an almost tearful whimpering. At first, Mr. Dowson appeared oblivious to the whole business, puffing smoke, glancing occasionally through the byre door, scratching at the bristle on his chin. But as the minutes passed, his eyes were dragged more and more to the suffering creature before him, until his whole attention was riveted on the young man. And in truth, it was worth watching, because Tristan added to his vocal performance an extraordinary display of facial contortions. He sucked in his cheeks, rolled his eyes, twisted his lips, did everything, in fact, but wiggle his ears. And there was no doubt he was getting through to Mr. Dowson. As the noises and grimaces became more extravagant, the farmer showed signs of growing uneasiness. He darted anxious glances at my colleague, and occasionally his pipe trembled violently. Like me, he clearly thought some dreadful climax was at hand. As if trying to bring matters to a head, the cow started to build up a supreme effort. She straddled her legs wide, grunted deeply, and went into a prolonged heave. As her back arched, Tristan opened his mouth wide in a soundless protest, then little panting cries began to escape him. This, I thought, was his most effective ploy yet. A long-drawn, ah, 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 creeping gradually up the scale and building increasing tension in his audience. My toes were curling with apprehension when, with superb timing, he released a sudden, piercing scream. That was when Mr. Dowson cracked. His pipe had almost wobbled from his mouth, but now he stuffed it into his pocket and rushed to Tristan's side. "Is it all right, young man?" he inquired hoarsely. My colleague, his face a mask of anguish, did not reply. The farmer tried again. "Will I get you a cup of tea?" For a moment, Tristan made no response. Then, eyes closed, He nodded dumbly. Mr. Dawson scampered eagerly from the byre and within minutes returned with a steaming mug. After that, I had to shake my head to dispel the feeling of unreality. It couldn't be true. This vision of the hard-bitten farmer feeding the tea to the young man in sips, cradling the lolling head in a horny hand. Tristan was still inside the cow, still apparently semi-conscious with pain, but submitting helplessly to the farmer's ministrations. With a sudden lunge, he produced one of the calf's legs, and as he flopped against the cow's rump, he was rewarded with another long gulp of tea. After the first leg, the rest wasn't so bad, and the second leg and the calf itself soon followed. As the little creature landed wriggling on the floor, Tristan collapsed on his knees beside it and extended a trembling hand towards a pile of hay, prepared to give the new arrival a rub down. Mr. Dawson would have none of it.
"George!"
he bellowed to one of his men in the yard.
"Get in here and wisp this calf!"
Then, solicitously to Tristan,
"You maun come into house, lad, and have a drop of brandy. You're about all in."
The dream continued in the farm kitchen, and I watched disbelievingly as my colleague fought his way back to health and strength with the aid of several stiff measures of Martell 3-star. I had never had treatment like this, and a wave of envy swept over me as I wondered whether it was worth adopting Tristan's system. But I still have never found the courage to try it.